I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for January 17th, 2023 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stout?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome all of you to our council meeting tonight. We'll get to Mrs. Booker as item number 5 on the agenda. But welcome to your family, who I got to meet out in the lobby. And I also welcome the scouts here from Maplewood. And would ask if you would have your scouts lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance right now, tonight.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Additions to the agenda, I have none for this evening. Mr. Frye?
Mr. Mayor, I don't see anything here on me making a report. I could just do that under committee reports for the Finance Committee meeting.
Perfect. Any additional items from other members of City Council? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and our council agenda for this evening's meeting is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of our council meeting minutes from our last meeting on January the 3rd. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move for adoption of the meeting minutes of the council meeting of January 3rd, 2023 as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve those meeting minutes as submitted. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and our meeting minutes from January the 3rd are approved. Agenda item 5, we have a proclamation to present tonight to our friend Sharon Booker. You know how this works, Sharon. Come on. Why don't you introduce your family members?
My husband, Ken, my son, Kyle, and my daughters, Annie and Katie.
Grandchildren are home with your spouses.
Seven.
That's wonderful. I do have a proclamation here tonight, which I'm going to read to you, and I'm happy to be doing so. Whereas Sharon Booker began her career in public service in Monclova Township in 1986 as the assistant to the Monclova Township Fiscal Officer until 1996 when she was elected the Monclova Township Fiscal Officer, an office that she held for 13 years. And whereas following her service to Monclova Township, Sharon came to the city of Sylvania in 2009 as an administrative assistant in the Department of Finance, and since 2012 has also served as the clerk of council. And whereas due to, in part, to Sharon's contributions to the Department of Finance, the city of Sylvania recently received the Ohio Auditor of State Award, which is given for excellence in financial reporting for the 2021 fiscal year. And whereas Sharon has provided consistent and outstanding contributions to the city of Sylvania in both the Department of Finance and as clerk of Sylvania City Council, now therefore I, Craig A. Stow, Mayor, do hereby proclaim today, Tuesday, January 17th, 2023, as Sharon Booker Day in the city of Sylvania.
Mr. Mayor, since office. Mrs. Booker was clerk of council. Would it be okay if we could get a picture of the council members and Mrs. Booker as well?
Absolutely. I think you'll all be closer together if you come down.
It's been an honor to work with all of you.
You need to be in the center. Got it? Thank you very much. Appreciate all your work.
Thank you. It's been an honor to work for all of you.
Sharon, I did want to take this.
Yeah.
Sharon, I did want to just take a quick minute to extend my personal thanks. I think that as president of council from 2012 till, I don't know, 2016, 18, must have been 20, whatever it was. Who can remember all those years ago? You know, I had the real honor and pleasure of working with you, and you made my job so easy. I knew I had someone who had my back every minute, no matter what I forgot, no matter what I didn't do correctly, you always were there to back me up, and I extend my most sincere and heartfelt thanks to you. I will miss you so much. I know that you've done the same for Mark during these last couple of years, but it was truly an honor and a privilege. I know we're in great hands with Laura, so we count our blessings there, but it was so fun to get to know you during this little window in my life and get to know your expertise and learn so much about your beautiful family. So, happiness always.
It has been a pleasure to work with all of you. We've made a decision.
No doubt.
Sharon, you are welcome to stay for the whole meeting.
It's not too late to make that decision.
We might do what you guys used to do. What you guys do after your meeting.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You can let them our seats.
Sounds like a good plan. All
right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are now up to agenda item 6. Town Crier Michael Weaver contacted me last week and said he'd like to come in and make his annual report, which I noticed earlier this year than previous years. So thank you, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Can I come up now?
Yep, come up to the podium.
I was told I could speak for an hour and a half. I got plenty of notes here. I think I don't need a mic. Everybody can hear me all right. Can you hear me back there all right?
All right.
Good. I am starting my 28th year this year, and it's been a nice ride. I really enjoyed it. And a couple years ago, it's been slow for a few years there because of the virus. During the last year, I did 45 performances, and I usually normally do 70 to 80. So I'm hoping I'm back up there this year. I'm going to set my book here, and if you want to get a chance to look at it, everything's in here, newspaper articles, and all my prizes for 2022. I gave each a copy of what I've been doing for the year. Same thing as was in the book. You'll find a copy of, I listed a list of people who've helped me through the year, off and on. And also, you'll see the proclamation from the city of Sylvania when I first started. Because I think there's only about, what, two left on council from back then? I know you were.
He's it.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. It was 1995.
Yes. And when I started out, I figured I only do this four or five times a year. Wrong.
That's probably why Mayor Steve.
Nobody told me yet. Just that. I am known as a world town crier, official town crier. I've cried mostly all around the world. Australia, Europe, Canada. You can almost name some of the countries. So that's what I've been doing. And then I still belong to the American Guild of Town Criers, the Australian Guild of Town Criers, and also the Ontario Guild of Town Criers. I've been town crier for the American Legion out on Centennial Road for quite a few years, and also for Zenobia Shriners. I'm their town crier. And there's only one other crier in the world that cries for the Shriners, and he lives up in Canada. And that's it. Did I get my hour and a half in? So if any of you got any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them.
We're very fortunate to have Mike representing the city of Sylvania as our town crier. He's in demand in other communities. He shows up at oftentimes at naturalization services and things like that. And he is instrumental in our sister city program of Woodstock and spent a couple of nights up there this past year for their Santa Claus parade. He's well known up there. He led their Santa Claus parade up there this year. Was on camera quite a bit. And Mike, they were discussing with you the possibility of you being their town crier due to their absence of a current town crier.
That would be an honorary one, because this is my main one.
Sure.
So, and I know I can't go up there that much. We'll be working on a grant, trying to get a grant to help pay to go up there.
Okay.
Thank you, and I do enjoy it still. Thank you. I don't get that much more. Well, we were in downtown Woodstock one time, walking with the mayor, going over to do the light on. I did also their Christmas tree lighting. And on our way over there, one lady pointed to me, and she says, I was their mayor.
Oh, you're the mayor of Woodstock. Wow.
Yeah. But I didn't get the money for it.
I can't tell you the mayor of Woodstock is much better remunerated than the mayor here in Sylvania.
I know. I met a lot of mayors around and did a few jobs for them. You're still the best.
Okay. So. All right. Thanks for coming in, Mike.
Sure.
Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Okay, now we are up to agenda item 7, which has to do with the resurfacing work on McCord Road. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is approval of the local rent agreement with ODOT. It's a standard agreement that they have when they're providing funding, but the local agency is actually handling the bidding and construction services and things of that nature. It basically just spells out the responsibilities, indicates that ODOT is providing the $500,000, and we've obviously have done several projects with ODOT funding and are well aware of what our responsibilities are. So we recommend approval of the agreement.
We do have ordinance number 4, 2023. Any questions for Mr. Aller before proceeding? Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 4, 2023. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an agreement with the State of Ohio Department of Transportation on behalf of the City of Sylvania for the McCord Road, Sylvania Avenue to Brent Road resurfacing project, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 4, 2023, as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 4, 2023 is enacted as an emergency measure.
Agenda item 8 has to do with the Maroon Ravine and Flower Hospital intersection improvement project. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project has moved through the stage 1 plan review and comments and is now through stage 2. At this stage, we're ready to start putting together right-of-way acquisitions and appraisals and things of that nature. We received a proposal from WE Realty Solutions, who's been very involved with us on other projects here in town. And their proposal for the title work, appraisals, any negotiations that might be necessary and document recordings at $36,040. And then we also, part of ODOT's requirement is that if firm A does the right-of-way appraisals and negotiations, then firm B has to review those and make sure that everything was done appropriately and that they agree with how that work was done. We received a proposal from American Property Analysts for the appraisal review services, and that's in the amount of $4,150. And we've also done, American Property has been involved on also a couple other projects here in town, and we're familiar with their work. We recommend approval of both agreements with WE Realty and American Property Analysts. This work was included in our capital improvement budget and will be paid out of the capital improvement fund.
We have just gone through a lot of right-of-way acquisitions for the Monroe Street Silica Road improvement projects. How many right-of-way negotiations do you think are involved in this one?
We anticipate being involved with 3 parcels on this project. And I believe it may just be 2 owners. One of the property owners is Flower Hospital, ProMedica. The property owner on the northeast corner, excuse me, got myself turned around, southwest corner. I believe the other parcel, I believe 2 of the parcels are Flower Hospital parcels, and then the property owner on the southwest corner.
All right. Questions for Mr. Aller? If there are none, we have 2 ordinances tonight to approve both of those contracts. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 5, 2023, accepting the proposal of WE Realty Solutions Limited to provide right-of-way acquisition services relative to the Haroon Road Ravine Drive Flower Hospital intersection improvement project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $36,040, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
And moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 5, 2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 5, 2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Ordinance 6, 2023. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 6, 2023 by title only, accepting the proposal of American Property Analysts, Inc. to provide appraisal review services relative to the Haroon Road Ravine Drive Flower Hospital intersection improvement project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $4,150. And I move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
And moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 6, 2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 6, 2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. All right. We are now up to agenda item 9, which is vehicle purchases for the Division of Water. Mr. M.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We're requesting approval of a proposal that we received from Bondi's Ford in Sylvania Township. They've provided a proposal in the amount of $33,500 each for 2 pickups. bringing the total purchase from them to $67,000. These pickups were included in the 2023 operating budget for the water fund and will be purchased from the water fund. Should you approve the purchase, these pickups will replace a 1999 pickup and a 2011 pickup. Once we receive the new trucks, then we'll be coming back to you for permission to advertise those on GovDeals at a future time. But we do believe that Brownies Ford, they have assured us that the delivery will be forthcoming. Many trucks that we purchased last year, we still don't have, we're still waiting for those. But they've indicated that these are on a short turnaround and that we should have them within a couple months.
Is that how we pick Brondies?
It's one of the issues. Chevy was not being, they are way behind on everything, and we got, I think our last several vehicles have been Chevrolet. We've been able to purchase from Dave White here. Yep. But they're quite behind on deliveries. Dodges were going to be the same thing. They said there was probably going to be 2024 before we would get them. So we did advance these with Brondies. From a price point, we're still slightly ahead. These were good proposals that they put together. Couple that with the delivery, it made it the best offer in our opinion. So,
do we have to outfit these vehicles at all?
There will be some outfitting here. These are pretty much straightforward pickups, and we'll likely take the boxes off of some of our existing vehicles and put them under here. So the outfitting cost is much less than what it typically might be.
On a normal operating cost provision.
You're correct. Yeah.
And I led to believe that Brondies Ford is not necessarily a state-authorized cooperative purchasing program occupant, but you've used the number in there to establish this amount.
Correct. Yeah. Anything if they are not the if they do not hold the state contract, as long as you're able to negotiate a deal that is at or below that state term contract pricing, you're able to make that purchase without formal bidding.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Aller? All right, we do have proposed ordinance 7-2023 to purchase these two vehicles. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 7-2023, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposals of Brondies Ford for the purchase of two new 2023 Ford F-150 pickup trucks for the City of Sylvania Department of Public Service, Division of Water, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $67,000. I would move passage of ordinance number 7-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 2023. As an emergency measure, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 7-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Agenda item 10, approval of two city vehicles to be offered for auction on govdeals.com. Mr. Rapp.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a follow-up from previous purchases that you had approved and that we have finally received. The first vehicle, we got one of the new vehicles that we got in to the police department. We transferred one of their existing vehicles to the courts for their bailiff to be able to make trips and warrant notices. This vehicle here is what courts was using, the 2009 Ford Crown Victoria, and we're recommending that we put that on GovDeals for purchase. The 2006 Ford F-350, that is the replacement. We just received a truck in the sewer department, a small dump truck there, we are ready to dispose of this vehicle. So we ask for permission to list them on GovDeals.
I have a quick question. not specifically related to this, but while we're on the topic, do you find that the items you put on GovDeals really do sell? We don't really hear about them. I go to GovDeals and...
Yeah, no, we receive, you know, every time we purchase a vehicle, we do ask what trade-in value, what will you give us in trade-in? And then we make a determination between the departments, vehicle maintenance department and myself, that, you know, no, we think we can do better on GovDeals. It's very rare that we actually trade a vehicle in. We typically do quite a bit better on GovDeals, yeah.
Thank you.
I did get to see the new police division vehicle today. It is the new stealth vehicle. Be wary of it.
Sounds serious.
Chief, anything you want to say about that one? It's a very good-looking car, but you don't notice it because it doesn't have a light bar on top, and the graphics on the side are black. They are reflective, so you see them better at night, but it is a stealth vehicle, no doubt about it. What's the status of the marked patrol vehicle that we're waiting?
It is currently in Oregon at PNR being upfitted right now, so we're expecting it next week.
We've been waiting quite a long time for these two vehicles. They're 2022s, but they were ordered in 2021. Is that correct? Yeah, so we've been waiting. Okay. Mr. Fry, I need a motion to...
The stealth vehicle is black?
It's black. It's all black. It doesn't have the white doors like a regular vehicle.
Yeah.
A regular police vehicle. It is the same model of car.
Okay.
But it doesn't catch your eye as a police vehicle. And the light bar is mounted inside the rear window.
Ah. Okay.
And what's the use of that vehicle, Chief?
We'll use that to move through neighborhoods, you know, at night. It's really handy. Our regular cars have white doors, so they're easily seen, which is great when we want to use that, but when we want to be able to just kind of blend in and go through and look for someone, it's a lot easier to do with that self-type vehicle. We don't concede any safety reasons because the graphics are, well, they're black, I'm black. They are reflective, so if they happen to catch the headlights in the evening or catch sunlight at just the right angle, you'll get the reflection, and you'll see the same graphics that are on our police cars.
Clarifying question, Mr. Allen. The delivery of the new trucks, timing?
The new pickups?
The pickups, yes.
They indicated that we should have them within a couple months.
And that we will, if we pass this, advertise after that for the existing vehicles.
These are different. These are vehicles that we received, that we've already received. They were actually 2021 and 2022 approvals for new vehicles. Now that those vehicles have come in, now we're getting rid of those. I'll come back to you in hopefully a couple months if we get them when they say we'll get them and ask to dispose of two more vehicles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mr. Fry, a motion to advertise on GovDeals.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I make a motion to advertise the 2009 Ford Crown Victoria, the 2006 Ford F-350 one-ton truck on GovDeals for the VIN numbers from the memo from Mr. Aller dated January 17th.
Second.
And moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and the listing is approved.
Thank you.
Going to the second page of our agenda for this evening, we're up to agenda item 11. Going to have the chief come up. There's a couple of data issues that since we have now have our new tablets inside the patrol cars, we can move on to other agencies. Chief Miller.
The first ordinance 8-2023 is to give our data lock tablets to Lucas County Emergency Medical Services. Some of their units are still utilizing these computers. We received those, I believe, in 2015, so they've served us well. We just aged out for our fleet, and we were able to purchase all new Panasonic tablets for our cruisers that finally along with everything else being delayed for them. So we reached out, Fuchs County, we'll be able to utilize these to keep their cameras up and running a little bit longer before they put them there. So we're able to assist another agency in the county.
Very good. We need to do this by ordinance. We have ordinance 8, 2023. Question.
I have a question. Who did the data eradication, data erasure, and surety on that?
We removed the hard drive. They're not getting the hard drives.
Okay.
They're only getting the computers, so in the hard, memory cards, stuff like that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We have ordinance 8, 2023. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 8-2023, and I will read by title only. Authorizing the donation of Datalux tablets to Lucas County Emergency Medical Services, determining said property to be of no further use to the city of Sylvania, I move passage of ordinance number 8-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 8-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 8-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. On to agenda item 12, modems.
Item number 12, our Datalux tablets actually use modems separately from the internet so that we can communicate back and forth with the county. Those were quite expensive and needed to be mounted in the rear of the police vehicle, so it was also more costly for installation. Maintenance, it wasn't the easiest thing to throw over top of all of our equipment in the back end when we had to service them. When we did get the new computers, we looked in, we found out there was an ability to have it built in internally in the system, so it's up front, so it made much more sense to go to that. While we were looking at what to do with the Datalux, we also reached out to the county to ask if any, they knew of anyone that was in need for these modems for either pieces to keep theirs going or some of them were still serviceable. And White House Police Department reached out to us and said they had needs for them. So we want to push to donate them for them to keep their systems up and running.
Very good. Questions for the chief? We have ordinance number 9-2023 to make this donation. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 9-2023, and I will read by title only. Authorizing the donation of 8 Sierra wireless AirLink modems to the White House Police Department, determining said property to be of no further use to the city of Sylvania, I move passage of ordinance number 9-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 9-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 9-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Moving on to agenda item 13, I am asking for your confirmation of my new appointment to the Sylvania Civil Service Commission. Mr. John Hussman has served on there since 1994. He was appointed by Mayor Jim Sini and has approached me saying he spent enough years on there and he is ready for retire. He is now 80 years old. He's given the city wonderful service on that commission. Is now ready to retire. I looked around the city and considered different people and decided I would like to have a woman represented on that board. It was three men currently, and I thought of Mrs. Kathy McGuire. She is a insurance group owner here in town and last year purchased the PNC Bank building on Monroe Street at the end of River Crossings Drive and has remodeled that and is doing business out of there, and to all reports is doing very good business out of there. I think she's a, as a employer of people and as a business person here in town, I think she'll be an excellent asset to our Civil Service Commission, and I ask for your confirmation of my appointment. It is a six-year appointment. There is one position that comes up every 2 years. There are three members of the Civil Service Commission, so they come up every 2 years. We've got a couple of tests scheduled for patrolmen
and police sergeants coming up here in the next couple of months, and I would like to have that commission back at full strength.
Mr. Mayor, I was so delighted when I saw this in my packet. I know Kathy McGuire from a number of years, and I think she's an excellent candidate and a very good choice. Thank you for your leadership in identifying her.
I agree with those comments. I also have known her for a long time, and I think she would be a wonderful addition to the city, for the city.
She was excited to be thought of and immediately accepted, and is looking forward to serving the city. So with that, Mr. Fry, I need a motion to confirm the mayor's appointment.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll make a motion to confirm Kathy McGuire's appointment to the Sylvania Civil Service Commission as of January 2023, with an expiration of her appointment expiring December 31, 2028.
Second.
Moved and seconded to confirm the mayor's appointment of Kathy McGuire to the Civil Service Commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that confirmation is approved. On to agenda item 14. Added agenda item 14A, a report of the Finance Committee meeting held this evening before City Council. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of the Finance Committee meeting this evening was to discuss and consider ordinance number 101-2022, regarding the potential addition of commercial property owners to be required to provide information to the city for income tax purposes of their new tenants. All members of the committee were in attendance at the meeting, as well as other members of council, Mr. McCann, Ms. Stahl, and Mr. Hansen. Others present were the mayor, Mr. Sanford, Mrs. Brenning, Mrs. Bigelow, Chief Miller, Mr. Schroyer, and Mr. Silvernail, as well as our tax commissioner, Ms.
Puerto Rica.
Sorry, Christy, if you're watching this on video, I apologize. I butchered it. So the city already had had the ordinance in place for residential tenants and the expansion of that to a commercial. There was a significant amount of concern, despite the fact that Maumee and Perrysburg had similar ordinances for the commercial property owners as well, whether or not we should make this into a misdemeanor, a criminal penalty. And after a lot of discussion about what occurred and how this would mechanically work, we came to a conclusion as members of the committee that asked the administration to go back and restructure this so that residential and commercial property owners would not see a misdemeanor of a fourth degree misdemeanor. Is that correct, Mrs. Brenning? Fourth degree misdemeanor, but instead potentially see a fine. She indicated that it would take about a month or so to get that back, and no other business coming before the committee this evening. Had a motion from Mrs. Westfall to adjourn, and Mr. Richardson seconded. The meeting was adjourned at 7:38.
Thank you. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Are there any committee referrals to be made at this time? If not, I refer you to the December bank reconciliation on the information list and also to the fourth quarter management reports. These are always interesting to look through if you have any questions about city operations, and I encourage you to take the time to get them into your binders so that you have that information organized when you need it. We are at the end of our agenda with no further business. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until 3 weeks from last, no, 3 weeks from tonight. Oh. No, from last night, on Monday, March 6, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. So 20 days out till our next meeting. Thank you for attending. Thank you to the scouts for being here.